With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House GOP leaders urging support for a Senate budget resolution. Their members, as fiscal hawks in the House, rebel. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Republican leaders are urging their members to adopt the Senate's version of the budget resolution that will tee up President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, arguing that the major differences between the chamber's instructions on spending reductions do not prevent fiscal hawks from achieving their goals of historic cuts. In a Dear Colleague letter sent to members on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and Conference Chair Lisa McClain are getting a head start of arguing in favor of the legislation as hardline conservatives publicly balk at the Senate product. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Flooding has worsened across parts of the South and Midwest. At least 18 people have died in the storms. Making matters worse, forecasters warn flooding could persist for days. More heavy rain in the forecast. Also, at srnnews.com, more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes overnight have killed two people in the Houthi stronghold Sada'a. Footage aired by the Houthi satellite news channel shows a strike collapsing what appears to have been a two-story building. But a bombing video posted by President Donald Trump suggests that casualties may be higher than the rebels are acknowledging. The intense campaign of U.S. airstrikes are targeting the Houthis over their attacks on shipping in Mideast waters. I'm Donna Water.
Authorities in Georgia say it is just a heartbreaking story. A young woman and her four children have been killed in a traffic accident on I-95 in Georgia. Passenger of the other car was hospitalized. Those kids were 2, 4, and 9, and an infant 3 months. This is SRN News. Did you ever think about who you talk with on Sunday morning?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood and others that provide abortions. Trump administration investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. Department of Health and Human Services declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated violating, though it's been reported DEI programs are at issue. This is SRN News. Sending children back to school in, say, new sneakers, jeans, and T-shirts likely to cost U.S. families a little more this fall.
That warning comes from American industry groups. It follows President Trump putting high tariffs on Asian countries that make most of the clothing purchased in the U.S. Walmart, Gap Incorporated, and Nike are a few of the companies that get a majority of their clothing from China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and other leading garment producers.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. 45 years passed now since the last state eliminated its income tax on salaries. Now Mississippi and Kentucky both on a path to do so if their economies do keep growing. Both states seek to join the likes of income-free states like Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. More details, srnnews.com.